views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for a game changer. Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sarah will bring you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Now here's your host, Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and you're listening to Conscious Business Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Well, I'm going to open up this show today with a quote from Nikola Tesla. And I think it's fitting because we're going to talk about energy breakthroughs in this show. And here it goes. It is paradoxical, yet true, to say that the more we know, the more ignorant we become in the absolute sense. For it is only through enlightenment that we become conscious of our limitations. Precisely one of the most gratifying results of intellectual evolution is a continuous opening up of new and greater prospects. That was said by Nikola Tesla. And I think it's a perfect quote to open up our show today, because we are going to talk about the global energy movement. And we are going to have the founder, Jeroen Van Stratten, of the Global Energy Movement to talk about what his movement's about and the upcoming conference that they're going to have. And it'll be really interesting, I think. And let me talk about what their website says about them before I bring on Jeroen. Global BEM, or the Breakthrough Energy Movement, is an independent organization with the primary goal to facilitate the widespread awareness and use of breakthrough energy technology and its implications. They define breakthrough energy technology as an abundant energy source which produces zero emissions, operates with a greater than one COP, that can provide clean, safe, healthy, reliable, and affordable energy solutions. Many of these technologies are based on advanced physics and include, but are not limited to, over unity devices, magnet motors, cold fusion, vortex, zero point, and advanced hydrogen. And some people are going to say that this is not possible. In fact, the popular media sources have criticized this idea as nonsense, even contradicting the laws of thermodynamics. It just isn't possible. However, major universities such as MIT and the University of Colorado have had promising research results that show that alternative forms of energy or free energy may actually be possible. In fact, I did a show recently that batteries that last forever, tapping the zero-point energy field, that was all about the University of Colorado and Jovian Energy proving that that concept works and talking about that their patent. And in fact, now they are actually bringing batteries to market with that zero-point energy endless battery concept, which is amazing because we will have laptops and cell phones with batteries that last forever, no more cords. That would be absolutely awesome. So you need to go to my website and listen to that show. I think you'll find it very interesting. But we are going to talk to Jeroen Van Stratten here, and he's going to get into the current status of energy advancement, what the obstacles are, and what he sees as the future. We're going to discuss the upcoming conference that will be held the end of May in Austin, Texas. And here's another thing that they say. It's going to be streamed live around the world, but this is what they say about the conference. We annually unite great minds and inventors from all over the world so they can share their knowledge, present their technologies, and discuss further steps for development and deployment of breakthrough energy technologies. So now with that, I'm going to welcome Jeroen to the program.
Hi, Jeroen. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Nice to talk to you, Sarah, again.
Okay, let's dive into what you have going on. You always have such interesting things happening. You are running or leading this breakthrough energy movement. Can you tell me what this is?
Yeah, well, we started this organization back in 2012, and it's actually promoting and educating and networking people about breakthrough energy. And yeah, breakthrough energy is more well known by people under the name free energy or zero point energy or ether energy. You got all kinds of different names for it, but yeah, we like to call it breakthrough energy. And yeah, we're already a couple of years in the process of transforming this into a movement, because yeah, we think Joe from the street and the soccer moms need to be involved to get this into the public eye and get these technologies available for everybody.
Well, what is a breakthrough energy? Is it, does it include current technologies and advancements, just advancements and innovations within that, like solar advancements and things? Or is it complete energy transformation / sources? I mean, are you talking like, you're talking zero point energy. So you're talking a complete paradigm shift in the types of energies.
Yeah, we make the this distinction. Yeah, you got your old technologies that are based on yeah, fossil fuels and on explosion, burning stuff, exploding stuff to get the energy out of it. Then you've got your new renewable energies like solar, wind, and tidal power, and even battery power now that is really on the rise. But we take it even a step further. We're talking about technologies that are over unity or that are having a zero-point energy effect. And over unity, there's some misconception about it. That means that you're getting more energy out than you put in. Now, the holy grail that everybody's looking for is actually the zero point applications. Because those are the technologies that you don't have to put any energy in, but you get energy out. Because it comes directly out of the ether.
Okay, so the energy you have to put in is just the energy it takes to pull it out. But the energy you're pulling out is so much more than the energy you're putting in to take it out.
Yeah, that holy grail technology, the zero point technologies, actually the energy that goes in is actually the energy to manufacture the machine itself.
Sure.
But once that technology is there, if we can believe the research from the past and inventors that have come forward, it actually taps into the field or the ether and extracts that energy that is hidden within all matter, and it's like an open system, so you actually don't have to put any energy anymore in to receive energy out of the ether. But I think the over unity stuff is going to be really the next step, I hope, until we get to the real good stuff, the zero point.
So you're doing a conference. What are the goals of the conference then? It's a breakthrough energy conference, you're calling it.
Yes. We have three goals. One is, of course, to educate the people at the conference, but we also put a lot of energy and funds into recording our presentations in a professional way, because the real audience, of course, is online. On the live stream, we have a live stream of the event, but also later on YouTube or Vimeo or other platforms that you can share your content with. So that's a big part of the conference. The other part is that, we like people to network. So you got your normal Joe coming to the conference, but you also got your technicians, you got your engineers there, you got people who are maybe willing to invest in these technologies. So we use the conference as a vehicle to network. and
to create the movement, to really get this going.
And the third part is actually to transform this into a movement, and this is not the best example because I'm not a big fan of that organization, but think like Greenpeace. That's a movement kind of thing. And, we want to have a movement, that's gonna tell, governments around the world, hey, we know this, these technologies are a reality and we want them online and we want to benefit from them. And not only us in the Western world who can afford it, but also people in the third world who can't afford it.
Yeah, free energy would be amazing for people around the world who don't have any funds to do anything. So what topics are you covering? I mean, what is the general, you're going to be talking about new ideas with energy and what other things and that as well?
Yeah, these kind of conferences have gone on for the last 30 years. And most of them are really focused on the technology side of things. So you have a lot of engineers and technicians over there who want to show what they're working on. They really go into the physics. But our conference likes to broaden that horizon. We actually want to talk about the implications. What's it going to mean for the economy when these technologies come online? What's it going to mean for your health? What's it going to mean for the environment? What's it going to mean for transport? We also cover the technology. For instance, we got a speaker on Jeffrey Miller. He's an engineer for the last 30 years, and he's rebuilding inventions from others to see if they work. We've got Jason Verbelli as a speaker. And he's an expert on magnets, and magnets are a really big component in these technologies. And a lot of times he makes the link to health. Magnets can be beneficial for our health in all kinds of different ways. So, we like to cover all these kind of different aspects on our conference, a little bit of the suppression too of these technologies. But we like to focus on the future. What's it going to mean for us?
Well, there's a lot of patents out there, right, and claims that things work. So you have engineers that are saying, okay, I'm going to rebuild this and really see if it works, and let's really get serious about this.
Yeah, that's correct. There are well-known patents out there that actually prove that this is a reality, that these energies exist. The only thing is that these technologies didn't make it to the marketplace yet.
We need to take a short break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and we're having a very engaging conversation with Jeroen Van Stratten, the founder of the Breakthrough Energy Movement. But before we get into that, I want to share with you a panel that I was on recently with Johnny Bluestar and Kenneth Ede. And it was a forum where we talked about rebuilding our political paradigms. Why are real solutions evading the primary campaigns? And this is going to air on Johnny Bluestar's radio show. And I actually have on my website right now a post explaining it and a link to this show. I think you will like it a lot, I'm hoping. And now I'm going to play the promo for the show.
This is Johnny Bluestar. Welcome to Threshold, a global media event.
Are our candidates offering any real solutions? What do these campaigns really mean? Threshold Radio presents a roundtable discussion with Ken Ede, novelist and attorney, Sarah Westall, consultant and host of the radio show Business Game Changers, and myself, Johnny Bluestar, host of Threshold Radio. To get to any kind of a finish line, one that really respects and helps materialize the American dream, do we need to rebuild our political paradigms? Like them or not, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have done some very valuable things for the American people during these primaries. Sanders and Trump have absolutely shown that the American people can be awakened from their slumber, that they can act politically and vote massively in the primaries, that money can be raised for highly successful campaigns without contributions from PACs, wealthy contributors, or large corporate vendors. Sanders has raised millions with a $27 average contribution. And throughout the entire primary campaign, Trump has self-funded a great deal of his campaign. Both Sanders and Trump have been able to argue forcibly that our so-called democratically elected officials are servants of corporate interests and billionaire donors. And by virtue of the strange outcome of the Republican Colorado primaries, where Cruz won without any popular vote, Trump has been able to put a clear focus on one of the great problems of American democracy, also applying to the Electoral College. The popular vote doesn't always count. Ken Ede, attorney and author of a new novel, Spy Files, joined Sarah Westall, business consultant and host of the radio show Business Game Changers, and myself in looking at the policies and projections of the 2015-2016 primary campaigns. And, dissatisfied with what we see, we offer observations and proposals for how to effect real change in our country instead of political window dressing.
Welcome back to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and we're having a very engaging conversation with Jeroen Van Stratten, the founder of the Breakthrough Energy Movement.
And so the goal is to let's bring the finance people together. Let's bring all these ideas together. Let's think about it from a big picture and figure out how do we get these to the marketplace? What are the obstacles and how will this change our life?
What I think is going to be the most interesting presentation on our conference is that Susan Kornacki is going to present like a big picture presentation. How do we think this can come to the marketplace? Because a big aspect that these technologies hasn't come to the marketplace is because we think the general public needs to be involved on a grassroots level. And they need to come up with the funding to get one of these technologies into the marketplace. So we're thinking about a crowdfund. Now, a crowdfund campaign has been done for these kind of technologies in the past, but they didn't have the bigger picture that we have in mind. We have a three-step crowdfund campaign in mind. And
what does that mean?
So you have to see it as three different crowdfunds for three different projects, but they're all interrelated. And the first one is the one that needs the less funds available. And that has come up with standards and protocols for these technologies. They're not out there. So, and this is a big problem. For the future, if business people want to be involved, because they want proof that it works, and that's your first problem with these technologies, because most of the time an inventor doesn't want to give up their secret, but yeah, the people with the money say, okay, I want to invest in you, but I need to be sure that it's the real deal. So when you have standards and protocols in place and you send out a vetting team to inventor A who claims to have something and you test that according to these standards and protocols and they give a stamp of approval, then the money can come in. So that's the first step that we want to have a crowdfund for. Now, this crowdfund money can really be generated within our own network of the Break for Energy scene, because it that can be done for $80,000 or less, but it's surprising that these standards and protocols are not in place yet, because you have it everywhere in business. So that's the first campaign. Now the second campaign is that we're gonna ask people to come up with the money that we're going to support one of the inventors that has that proof of standards and protocols by the vetting team that can run a car from the west to the east coast nonstop
with no fuel, no electrical fueling or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And that could be a battery that is supercharged. I mean, that works three times better than the Tesla.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't have to be refilled for a very long time, and it needs to be over Unity.
So basically, if they fill it on the West Coast and they don't have to fill it again until the East Coast, that's good enough.
That would be good enough for me.
Okay. I think I might have an inventor that has something like that. No, so I need to get them hooked up with you.
That is more than appreciated, yes. And then third, this second crowdfund campaign can be generated by the people who are really into crowdfunding. If you have an exciting campaign, then at a certain platform, Indiegogo or Kickstarter is going to pick up on that. And then the crowdfund community will back these kind of campaigns. And this happened before for Break for Energy. It was not a technology, but it was related. And this campaign generated, I think, 1.3 million to rebuild the Tesla Wardenclyffe Center. So the money is there. So that's the second campaign. Now, the third campaign is going to be the kicker. The The second campaign is going to create the buzz because the media will pick this up when a car is driving from the west to the east coast. So a buzz needs to be created. Now, at the time that we're going to arrive at the east coast, that's when we're going to put crowdfund campaign free into place. And that's really to come up with the money, and the masses have to come up with this money to put these technologies into the marketplace.
Well, I have a question for you. Why, if these things exist, why are people not, why are the big companies not funding it?
It can be all kinds of reasons. One of the reasons is because these kind of eventers are very difficult to work with most of the time. They don't want to give up their secret. They don't trust the big companies, most of them. Big companies in the past have been involved in this kind of technology development. Patents have been granted. Technologies have been bought up and shelved. The suppression is a big part why these technologies didn't come into the marketplace. And a lot of times claims are not real. People don't know what they have. There's a lot of scams on the scene. So, yeah, business people are also very reluctant to get into this field because, mainstream science says that this is not real. So this is actually also saying we need a different model of science.
Or basically, we have to take the leap. But, you know, the University of Colorado has patents on the zero-point energy field. So, and they're one of the best physics departments in the world. And that's where it came out of. So there are universities and there are areas of science that are very, very well respected that are starting to say, yes, this stuff is real.
Yeah, things are moving forward. These kind of things are more... That this energy is real is already proven. At the University of Colorado, at MIT, there are dozens of patents out there that prove that this technology or these energies are a reality. Now, transforming it into a technology that you can run your house on, or your car, or a factory, that's a whole different ballgame.
Well, it takes the whole manufacturing of it and the production of it, and that's a whole nother innovations that we need to come up with. So, and that's something that if we had the resources and our country, people with some wealth, put their money into this, we could really make a dent in that area. I mean, because once you know how to harness the energy, that's the hardest part.
Now, in my opinion, what I think needs to happen is that the general public, the grassroots people, have to come up with this money. Because I think a missing component all this time has been consciousness itself. If the people are behind it, and there's a big group of people backing this stuff, and not only one company that comes up with the money, then I think the consciousness right from the start is how it should be. Because this is something from the people, by the people, for the people. I don't see one company coming out with this technology.
We need to take another short break. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. What in this very moment are you creating or drawing to yourself? Notice your field when you desire something. Are you in agreement from your emotions to your power center to your sense and desire of security? Do you second guess your intuition or even shut it down? These are clues to what you are about to create. What you have done so far is already here. Every block is a clue, and your heart's desire is there to transform it. Are you ready to shift? If you are, visit LeslieFontaine.com, and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Welcome back to Business Game Changers. We are talking to Jerome Van Stratten, and we'll rejoin that conversation now.
We have also seen a company, and I'm not against that. I'm all for it that a profit needs to be made. But if we're going to have the model that one company comes out with these technologies, and then it's only going to be available for a small group of people who can afford it at first. That's how it always goes.
And it makes sense, though, because let's say if you have to distribute it to the world, you need money to distribute it to the world. And, you know, creating the infrastructure and distributing it, I mean, that's a whole economic picture there.
What we're actually proposing, and that's another presentation that we're going to have, and that's interrelated with the one that Susan Karnacki is going to do, is the one by Mike Opstone. He comes up with a proposal. How does a company looks, a breakthrough energy company looks like in the future? How does it deal with its employees? How does it deal with the customer? Where do the funds come from? Is there a mechanism in place that if the product is sold, that a portion of the profit of that product is going to be reinvested in countries that can't afford these technologies? So it's like a holistic a concept of doing business. Now, some companies are already doing this. But, I think we really need this in this field, too. So, we're not proposing your mainstream company who's going to develop these technologies and make profit out of it. And that's where it's going to stop.
Well, what will be shared at the conference that the general public is not aware of, would you say? I mean, what are some of the biggest things that are going to be exposed there that an average person on the street just doesn't know about? I mean, besides the point of what zero point energy is in the first place, but you know what I'm saying.
No, what I always encounter with people when I have these tech conversations is that yes, they want to believe that this is a reality, these kind of technologies, and they think, okay, that would be nice. I can run my house on it. I can drive my car on it. I would have much less expenses, and that's where it's going to stop. Their train of thought. Now, yeah, what I already told you is that we also like to touch upon those other aspects about what's it going to mean for the environment, the health implications, and we're really seeing that this is really going to be the next big thing after the internet. This is going to be the thing that can take us out of this economic depression that is still going on.
The breakthroughs in energies, you think, will take us out of the depression?
Yeah.
Because it'll be an explosion of innovation and opportunities for people.
Exactly. And our whole industry needs to be remodeled. The car industry, factories, housing, the way that the electricity is being used, healthcare implications, you name it, and it's going to be affected by these technologies. And so we really want to talk about the big picture.
What forms of energy are available that we don't have access to, or is it that there really isn't that many because they haven't been manufactured to a point of getting out, you know, to industry yet?
For one example, the magnets that I was talking about, to give a little bit of insight about an implication. Magnets, we all know them, that they attract each other or repel each other. But some magnets can be used because they have a certain, I lost my train of thought. I'm from Holland, so sometimes my English is not that sufficient to explain things correctly.
But you're doing great.
Okay. One experiment, for example, that Jason Ferbelli did with a certain magnet. Now, I don't know exactly what magnet that was, but he set up in his backyard two the same plants that he bought at the same time. And at one plant, he put in the magnets into the pot, and in the other plant not. Now, the plant with the magnets grew much faster. It gave fruit much faster. It was much more healthy. He didn't have to put so much nutrition in that plant. And that was
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, he goes further. He says some algae are being produced much faster if you put these magnets into the water where that algae is. Now, they have been doing tests, for example. If there is an oil spill, there are certain algae who eat oil. And this is mainstream knowledge. They're out there.
Yeah, that helped the big Gulf spill and stuff. All these little microbes and things were eating all the oil.
What they're not telling you is that if you put these certain magnets into the water, this algae is going to grow much faster. It's really exploding, like growing, and your problem is going to be solved much earlier than now.
But would it grow other plants as well and create, I mean, we don't know what it would do in general, right? But it would make everything living in there flourish, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another application is hemp. And I'm not talking about hemp that you smoke.
Cannabis, medical cannabis. Yeah, there's a lot of applications.
Yeah, but the other application is hemp itself as a resource to make stuff from, clothes. You can even make a car out of hemp. a lot of things can be produced out of hemp, and it's very sustainable.
Biodegradable plastics can be made out of hemp. Incredible.
And again, if you combine that with the magnet technology that is out there, you can grow fields much faster and get production much cheaper. But these things are not being done.
What will magnets do to humans? Have they done any testing on that?
Yeah.
What does it make us flourish? Do we get rid of cancer?
Now you touch upon a different aspect of research that is really connected to breakthrough energy technologies. Because breakthrough energy technologies also have to do with certain frequencies that the technologies send out. Royal Rife had a technology back in the 50s, if I'm not mistaken, that was shelved. He was put in prison. He already back then had a technology that could cure cancer. Because if cancer cells are being put in a different frequency, to put it very simple, they're going to be beneficial to our health and not detrimental.
You know, that's really interesting. I had another inventor who I talked to. He actually is working on a clinic in another country, and they're actually using technology to do some of that stuff with cancer cells. And it's something that I eventually want to get him on air. He wasn't ready to talk on air, but it's in line with what you're talking about. And they've had some pretty interesting results with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another application, what some researchers are finding out is that because some of these technologies are radiating certain ions in a way, that it can transform our nuclear waste.
Interesting.
Ions.
That would be great. So you could do nuclear energy and then transform the nuclear waste into something that is not dangerous.
My proposal is when these technologies really come online, we don't need nuclear power anymore.
Yes,
but we can clean up
the mess we made already.
Exactly.
Well, what are the biggest issues? I mean, is the energy industry themselves not interested in new technologies? Because it sounds like there's so many promising little sprouts all over the place, but they're just not being invested with any kind of real dollars.
Again, there's a lot of promise for this, but a couple of the biggest ones are science itself. Science itself says that this is not possible to put energy in and get more energy out, or the zero point that I was talking about, that you actually don't have to put any energy in and you get a lot of energy
out. But even if there's patents and there's big universities saying, yeah, we've figured out how to do some of this stuff, science themselves are just saying it's not real. I don't even want to look into it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird.
It's ridiculous.
Innovation never occurs in the masses, because somebody in the masses steps out and comes up with innovation all the time. But in the plodding along thinking, you know, in the box thinking, innovation never comes out of that. It comes out of somebody that can think out of the box and can look at fact. Now, science has to be factual, right? I mean, it has to show that it's real and it's really working. But if you're seeing evidence and proof that things are working, then that going down those little holes, those rabbit holes, if you will, are important.
Yeah, and actually, the research that proves that this is a reality on the universities and also at MIT shows the effects are real, but they're very minor. The effect is too small that you can really say, okay, let's power a machine from this.
Yeah, how do you get – so we can take out a little bit of energy, but what are you going to do with that? Because you can't even barely power a calculator with it.
Yeah, and a lot of scientists just don't want to look at this because they have to say – they have to admit, okay, what I was taught in school and what I believed all my life was wrong.
We need to take another short commercial break, and we'll be back to Business Game Changers in a moment.
the heart, walking the path of light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Business Game Changers, and we're talking to the founder of the Breakthrough Energy Movement, Jerome Van Stretten, and we'll be rejoining that interview now.
Well, it's like that with every energy breakthrough, or not energy, with every technology breakthrough pretty much that's really massive, that's paradigm shifting. Anytime there's something like that, it's taken decades, and the original researchers are ostracized in almost everything. You know,
and a lot of people are afraid of their jobs. They're paying the bills with their knowledge that they have had access to their life. So if they're going to be supportive in another technology that's maybe going to ruin their job. That is something that I can get into. I understand that from those people.
Well, what problems can we solve as humans if we had significant breakthroughs in energy? I mean, where do you see this evolving mankind?
I really see this going as... There's going to be enough from all the resources that we need to have a sustainable, good living for everybody. But that also means that power is going to shift from the 1% to all of us. And that's another big component why this is not moving forward, because the people with real big money are suppressing this.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to just give you my opinion. I don't know. There are always going to be people in power. I don't think the people in power should be afraid of it, because there will always be a need for people to be leaders in society and to, you know, manage governments and do all those things. I think it just allows the average person to live better and to thrive and to be able to participate in the world. While, I mean, it's not like it's their gain, their loss. I think there's still a place for everyone. That's my opinion, but.
That's my opinion too, but I don't think that a lot of elite people are thinking like you and me.
Well, I think they're worried because they're a lot of their money right now comes from that. And there needs to be a paradigm shift of how do we rethink how the dollar, how the economies work, the economic systems work, and how our energy systems work, so that there's a place for new technologies like this without suppressing it. Because we need to evolve as humans, right? And we don't want to be not able to evolve because we're locked into systems that don't work for evolution. And so we need to come up with systems that allow for evolution. And it's not acceptable to be locked in systems that don't allow us to thrive and evolve. So I think that's the issue.
And that is a big issue. And I don't propose that this is going to happen overnight, because it's going to be disruptive then for most of all of us, I think. But we need to discuss it already. We need to discuss a new model. People need to understand what this is going to mean for them in the long term. And so I don't propose a paradigm shift overnight, because that is going to be detrimental for the economy also. But that this is coming in the long term, I'm positive about it.
And a planned disruption can be very positive. If we plan, we figure out an economic system that can work, we start moving towards, even if it's a couple decades, we move towards something that can really help people.
Yeah, and these technologies are not only beneficial, they're also very dangerous. If you have access to unlimited energy, it can also be used as a weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's one of the concerns that they're dealing with. I do understand that. So I'm not one of those people who say, okay, we have to have a break for energy for everybody, and we want it tomorrow. No. But, yeah, we need to move forward to that point.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, this is very fascinating. How can people get access, get tickets to your event, or see it streaming? How can they do that?
They only need to go to our website, and that is Global BEM, and BEM is spelled B-E-M. It stands for Break for Energy Movement, globalbem.com. On our front page, you will see where you can get tickets for attending the event. It's going to be May 28th and 29th in Bastrop, Texas. That is like 20 minutes from the airport of Austin, Texas. We also offer a live stream for people. Also offer reduced student tickets for because we really want to get the university kids enthusiastic about these technologies.
That's great. Okay, well, cool. Yeah, getting it into the schools, getting into universities, really getting people thinking about this. I know my son has really been thinking about alternative energy lately, which has been fun for me to listen to him get excited about this stuff. So I really appreciate what you're doing, and I really wish you well with your conference.
And I appreciate what you're doing, Sarah. I think you have a great show. And, we need more people like you who are covering these kind of technologies and issues. So thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Jerome Van Stratten. If you want to find more information on the global energy movement or the conference, go to my website at sarahwestall.com. You can find information on that, all my past shows in podcast form. And also you can hear the show that I did with Johnny Blue Star and Kenneth Ede on the situation with politics. Very interesting show there. And as we end this show today, I want to talk about Nikola Tesla a little bit more and talk about some interesting facts that people may not have known about him. First, did people know or did you know that he has over 300 patents? His work has became the basis of developments in wireless communications, radar, laser x-rays, lightning, robotics, and many other areas. He was born during a lightning storm, which is pretty interesting. He was a very funny person, supposedly. I mean, you look at pictures of him, you think he probably was dull, but he wasn't. He was a humorous, amusing person. And another very interesting thing that a lot of people know, but not everyone, that some of Tesla's inventions are actually classified to this day. When he died in 1943, the Office of Alien Property took his stuff. They came in and just took all his stuff. Most of his things were given to his family, and many were taken to the Tesla Museum in Belgrade. However, some documents they still have, and they are remaining classified by the U.S. government. I sure would like to see those. Him and Edison were rivals, but they were not sworn enemies. In fact, there was a time where Edison came to listen to him speak, and he kind of wanted to hide out in the back so he wouldn't be seen. But Tesla saw him there and actually led the whole crowd in giving him a standing ovation. And then later when Tesla's laboratory burned down, Edison actually gave him a lab to work out of. He paid for it. So they were rivals, but not sworn enemies. Also, Tesla was an environmentalist. So he was an early version of environmentalist. He understood what we could do, how we could hurt our environment, and that we needed to be careful. He actually had the idea for the smartphone back in 1901. He came up with this idea to send stock quotes and convert it to a wave or a signal that you could have on a handheld device to tell you what's going on with the stock market. So that was an early idea as a smartphone. Tesla at the end of his life was very poor, but he was a humanist. He believed that everyone, actually here's a quote, he did what he did for the sake of the betterment of mankind. This is according to a famous inventor at the time. He did what he did for the sake of man, for the betterment of mankind, and wanted to give people an opportunity to have a better quality of life. Thus, he never seemed to care about monetary gain and never had enough money for his research. Well, I think that's what people have today. No one ever has enough money for their research. But I think we're pretty focused on monetary gain these days. What else do I have about him? We all know he had lots of famous friends. He had insomnia, and he also had a bunch of obsessive compulsive behaviors. He was OCD, but in particular, he did not like dirty and germs, which is, I think it's a behavior that you've seen in other people that are pretty bright like that. He had a photographic memory, which makes sense. And he built his tower intending to suck electricity out of the air, which I think that can be debated what he was actually doing with that tower. But those are interesting facts about Nikola Tesla, which you can probably find all over the internet as well on your own. And for now, I want everyone to have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Business Game Changers with host Sarah Westall. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, as Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Pacific Time. And learn more about Sarah at sarahwestall.com today.